This is Community Connection on KGMI News Talk 790 and KGMI.com.
Back on the show, in case you didn't hear the guy with the booming voice, it is Community Connection, KGMI News Talk 790, KGMI.com, 96.5 FM in Bellingham. I'm Bill Davis, your host, welcoming to the studios. Well, a couple of folks that I'm meeting for the very first time, but I know by reputation, and we got a big event coming up a week from today I want to tell you about. Scott Locker is with us. Shar Hart is with us as well. Shar, are you the big boss lady for this event?
No. I'm just on the committee.
You're on the committee.
I just help out wherever possible.
And Scott, I know you're going to be there the day of, but I guess we need to tell everybody what event we're talking about a week from today. So who wants to tackle that?
Michaela.
They're nodding. I love that. They're nodding to each other like, you take it. No, you take it. No, this is like tennis. Everybody's lobbing across the net, right? Go ahead.
So the event is Michaela Street Jam. It's a three-on-three tournament, basketball, and it's targeted for K through 12, boys and girls. This is going into our fifth year, and it's a great community event in Ferndale, downtown, right near the Boys and Girls Club. We shut off some of the streets, put up some hoops, and just have a great day both Saturday and Sunday.
I noticed that the name of the event is called Hoopin' for a Cure, so you're going to need to give me some background on this young lady, Michaela Nicholas. I hear she was a very, very special person.
She was, and continues to be so in our hearts and memories. Rick and Karen Nicholas are the parents. They have three daughters. Michaela was the youngest of those three, and she was diagnosed with a form of carcinoma, affected her lymph nodes, and that was diagnosed in 2011, and we lost Michaela July 8th, 2012. So this is in memory of a kid that loved hoops, and especially three-on-three. She was involved with the AAU program and other things. And just really, as her parents referred to her, tough as nails, as was sort of her team mantra. But she, this is in memory of her. And the whole drive is to raise funds for attacking and fighting pediatric cancers.
Nice. Great memory there for Michaela and for all of us to think about her. It's called Hoopin' for a Cure. So it's three on three. Scott, you look like you work out a little bit. Look like you play a little b-ball.
Well, not basketball. That was probably my weak sport. But no, this was honestly a great event that I had the pleasure of coaching this young lady in fourth grade. Pre-AAU, it was an all-star team. And wonderful girl with a big heart. And, you know, these kind of community events, Ferndale, Whatcom County support these things so well, and this is so important to helping find a cure and helping. It's kind of a therapeutic thing to go and help at this event because you know, we're all hopeful for a cure, and we're all hopeful that the memory of this young lady lasts for a long, long time.
Yeah. Eventually, we have to lick the big C, and I think we're going to get there one day. At least I certainly hope so in my lifetime. Last year, you guys raised a lot of money, didn't you?
We did. That was our banner year. We had some wonderful help from the Sunrise Rotary Club. And between their efforts and ours, we raised $38,000, which we were able to donate directly to Strong Against Cancer, who is attached also to the Ben Town Foundation, which is where all of this proceeds originally started. And now they've kind of joined in with Strong Against Cancer. So this is
the biggest lump sum you've given so far,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is. We've incrementally keep growing. That was our big boost.
Yeah. Well, tell me what the whole day, well, actually 2 days, it's a 2 day event, Saturday and Sunday. We talked about three on three basketball. What else is going to be encompassed on that weekend?
Well, there's a lot of local vendors and, you know, just community people out to support us. There's an auction. Even if you're not involved in the three on three tournament itself, come on down and, you know, put a bid in on something or bring a blanket down. There's a blanket drive that, then the blankets are taken down to the hospital also. I believe that's something that then the kids get to take home with them when they go home. And it's a needed needed thing down at the hospital that it's kind of an extra bonus of what we try and do.
Yeah. The dulcet tones on the other side of the microphone there belong to Scott Locker with the big Hoopin' for a Cure, which is coming up in next weekend in Ferndale. And also we are joined by a young lady who is on the committee as well, Char Hart. Let's see, there's going to be food. There's going to be music. Is he going to have a DJ? You going to have a live DJ?
We do. We're going to have a DJ on site, spinning some tunes, keeping us all moving along that day.
Yeah.
We'll, as Scott mentioned, we'll have a silent auction. Mm-hmm. We're still taking donations for that. If people want to donate to that, that would be wonderful. Otherwise, you can come by on Saturday. That's when the auction will happen.
Hmm.
Low-key, but lots of fun. Great community involvement.
We're going to give them contact information here in just a minute, especially if you want to sign up, if you still want to sign up your team, 3-on-3. Since you coached, I have a question for you, Scott. This 3-on-3, my first thought was, oh, everybody's just going to have fun and no fouls are going to be called and everybody's going to be easy. Oh, no, these people compete, don't they?
Oh, there's no doubt about
it.
I think Char can speak to that. I coached both of her girls.
Mm-hmm.
I had the pleasure, like I say, of coaching Michaela, but not in the 3-on-3, but her older sister. Mm-hmm. I coached her for years, and they come
very competitive.
Oh,
right?
People show up to play, no doubt about it.
So that I can recall of how 3-on-3 tournaments work, there's no referees, right?
Depends on an age group.
Oh, okay.
So at certain age, you got to have a referee because
somebody has to control the action, right?
Or try to,
or else it'll go nuts, right? But I like the honor system where you get to call your own fouls.
Sure.
You know,
yes.
That's pretty nice.
Yes, that's the kind of game I can fit into.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Of course, I don't. I would be like Tim Duncan, formerly of the Spurs. I would look at the ref or someone like, I've never fouled in my life.
Yes.
What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. So what's the main mission here?
Main mission, first and foremost, is to raise awareness and funds to fight pediatric cancer. Mm-hmm. And we're doing that in Michaela's memory.
Yeah.
Because as we've all heard, no one wants to lose a child to that.
No.
Or lose a child at all. And I think, we just truly appreciate the community support. If you don't have, as Scott said, if you don't have a team, you know, we're still taking signups. If you don't have a team, then come down and help us ref. Come down and help us be a court monitor, mm-hmm. Help with scoring.
Plenty of volunteer opportunities.
Plenty of volunteer. Yeah. All of this is on the website, so it's easy to navigate, and we will appreciate any kind of support.
Well, maybe we better tell them how to get in touch with you. You mentioned a website, and mm-hmm. you also have a Facebook page, right?
Yes.
So why don't you direct us there? How would
they
go about
that? The actual website is www.MichaelaStreetJam.com. So mm-hmm. it's MakaLass Street.
Kind of like possessive, like Michaela's Street Jam. Two
Thank
S's
you.
In the middle there, .com.
That's the key, yeah.
Yeah. And Facebook, would they just go to Facebook and put in the search engine Michaela's Street Jam?
And you'll find it.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
I wish both of you the best of luck with this. Everybody needs to come out. It's going to be Ferndale 1 week from today, Saturday and Sunday. It is called Hoopin' for a Cure. Do me a favor. I would love both of you to come back in a couple of weeks and tell me what a huge success it was.
Well, we'd love to do that. And just so everybody knows, we're a little light on teams right now.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone that could, if you can muster up a team and come out and have a good time with mm-hmm. us, we'd love to see you. Mm-hmm. So, come out and support this great cause.
Nothing much better than going out in the sunshine, playing 3-on-3 basketball, and helping to support the great cause with Michaela Nicholas, right?
No
Wonderful.
Doubt about it.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Well, like I said, come back in a few weeks and let me know how huge it was, okay?
Thank you very much for putting us on.
Yeah, my pleasure. Scott Locker and Char Hart with Hoopin' for a Cure coming up 1 week from today in the great city of Ferndale. We will continue with Community Connection here in just a moment. KGMI News Talk 790, KGMI.com, 96.5 FM in Bellingham.
This is Community Connection on KGMI News Talk 790 and KGMI.com.